Grumman figure. Management combining liberty, equality. Must I remind you that for the civilized people, equality in the eyes of the law is but a corollary of the fundamental and exclusive values of liberty? Recall. Kindred equality was only valid to the extent that persons, liberty, were normally allowed only as organic members of the communal body. The priest and the king, being precisely abnormal individuals. Shepherds devoted to the social flock. Bourgeois liberty called itself, indeed, as that of a community of persons, liberty. But at what cost? Woman-man guardianship, slave-master hegemony, subjects-prince hierarchy, and foreigners' national discrimination. So that, on behalf of a domineering flock, we have a narrow upper crust of great men subduing the lower classes. 2. The foundations of the suitable community are altogether different. The popular basis is made up of two gendered communities, feminine, masculine. Both camps have their own party, which ensure a spontaneous parity within the a priori mixed organs, veterans council, youth's club, and church. There is emulation between the two parties to elect members of the two houses of territories and tasks, levels of localities and channels of activity. Finally, the parliaments, assemblies joined together at each level, will reach an agreement on the union management. The latter reigning over all social homes. From now on, 1. Responsibility is what characterized the union management, bringing together equality and liberty. Farewell to the dilemma in which social prehistory was wrapped up either the flock or the great man. Let us be free, yet partners, and vice versa. 2. Why union management? A union is a group of elected people taking care of the interests of the community it belongs to. Wage earners, at such a militant union, fighting in the name of the mass of toilers, drudges. During the modern stage of civilization, the ultimate form of villains. In June 1865, in London, Karl Marx sets the line of the Union of Wage Earners of the International Workers Association, IWA. The class struggle between capitalists and wage earners, including those employed by the state boss. The law of evolution of wages is their depreciation. a single watchword is called for. Abolition of the employer-employee relation. 3. Our new people retains the following. Emancipation of the workers by themselves. Free survival within reach. Then, with the true liberty, which is voluntary service at work, irrespective of any remuneration, is on the agenda. Work, the first vital need. Note. Note about community of persons. By the same token, turning nature into a system of things, which are absolutely needed and can therefore be privatized. 2. About slave master. Needless to remind you that the wage earner is the free slave, that is 100% purely exploited. 3. About foreign national. Compare works, peregrines, and foreign residents. 4. About lower classes. It's odd the thing that today we believe ourselves to be more than civilized. This clearly illustrates our downfall. Rousseau spoke of the noble savage. Let us speak of the good old prehistoric fellow, savage and civilized.